And it certainly is no ordinary thing that the Waiheke Rugby Club is doing with regard to their involvement with the Waiheke High School. And to talk about that, we're saying good morning to Vern Whitehead, who is president of the Waiheke Rugby Club. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning, Jen.
Right, now tell us something about this no ordinary thing that the rugby club's doing with the high school.
I guess it's a situation where kids on Waiheke are disadvantaged by the fact we live on an island. And while there's lots of positives, when it comes to playing sport, it's a negative. And the idea of the rugby academy that we've set up with the high school is to bridge that gap and provide support, financial and otherwise, for kids from the island that have real talent.
Okay, and one of the objectives of the academy is to have an All Black that originated from Waiheke by 2030, is it?
That's right. It gives us a goal, a vision, something that we can aim for, and it's been amazing how that has been taken up by the community. And for instance, we have three boys from the island that have made the year 8 representative Eden team, and that's one of six teams from Auckland that play in the Walter Dixon tournament. Eden is the reigning champions, and so to have three fine young Waiheke lads in it is just amazing. They have to go to training in the city at the weekend and during the week. This imposes some real stresses on their parents, and the club, is the academy, is there to help them financially with the travel, with outfitting them with the tracksuits they have to buy, and it's just a small way that we can help these boys. And we never thought that we'd get young men coming forward this early that, you know, look like All Blacks in the making.
That's wonderful. Now, how old are these kids?
They're in year 8 at the primary school.
Okay.
Two of them play their rugby for the club. The third one is lives on the island, goes to Waiheke Primary, but he plays rugby in the town for grammar.
Right. Now, how did the Rugby Academy idea come about?
We're fortunate that we have a number of people that support, are keen to help support the youth, sport youth on the island. We had a lunch 2 years ago, and at that time a group of guys that live off the island but have places here, spend summer here and so on, they had a lunch and raised just over $20,000, which the club put aside and has been using to get the academy going, to assist the high school in pre- and post-season tours and that sort of thing.
That's excellent. So how much money has been raised so far?
We just have that initial sum, and it dwindles as we use it for these purposes. The group that I mentioned that ran the original, raised the original money for the academy, holding a lunch in Paris, before the next World Cup, and again the money will all go to the academy and to help fund youth rugby on Waiheke.
Right, that's a brilliant idea, isn't it? And it's good to work in with the high school.
Yeah, it is. It's a real privilege. You know, the high school does a lot for sport on the island. It's really matured under Neil Watson, and we hope that it will go even further as when his predecessor takes over. The school, we're fortunate again that because there is only one rugby club on the island and only one school, we're very close to the school. We assist them with travel, with uniforms, and just in small ways that stretch the budget that they have got to apply to rugby and other sports.
Right. You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio, the Waiheke Community Radio Station, and we're talking to Vern Whitehead, who is the president of the Waiheke Rugby Club. We're particularly talking about an initiative that the Rugby Club has set up with the high school called the Waiheke Rugby Academy, and with the hope of getting an All Black who originated from Waiheke by 2030, and it looks like it might be on track for that, Vern.
Yeah, one never knows. But I think it's important that the three young men that have made the Walter Dixon tournament team, which plays in the next school holidays, the forthcoming school holidays, they have achieved this on their own bat, with support from their parents, and it's great to see that they have been able to do this. What it means is that if the kids are successful in this tournament, this is where the scouts start to look at the young talent, and the next step is to get chosen for the Roller Mills tournament, which is, of course, everybody knows is very famous in rugby, has been going for apparently hundreds of years, it seems like. And if these boys make that grade, it is almost certain that they would be offered scholarships to one of the major schools in Auckland. And in a sense, we'd lose them off the island. But they'd always know that this is where they began their rugby and where they were nurtured and developed. And we don't see that as, if that happens, as it being a loss, but it's something that's just a step on the road to rugby success.
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think there's two things worth thinking about. One is that rugby today is it's been seen as principally a man's sport, but the success of the women's sevens in the recent tournament in Moscow, you know, the men and the women have set really high standards. It's quite unique in the world to have all the trophies, the titles dominated by one country. And today we're a small country in the rugby sense. We don't have the numbers that many, many other countries do, but we seem to have a production line of success. And at the moment, we hold the world titles for men and women in both 15s and 7s. And that gives something for the girls as well as the boys to aim for. And we're seeing this year we've had more girls than ever playing in the junior grades, and of course they can aim as high as they like now, and the world's their oyster.
I think the an interest with the Rugby World Cup sort of generated a peak after the Cup, and last year there was a lot of interest in playing rugby, wasn't there? But I understand that this year, in Auckland anyway, the interest has died down, and Waiheke is one of the few clubs that's actually growing.
Mm. Yes, we've got more teams than we've ever had in the junior grades. We have we have a nursery grade of about 30 players that don't play competitive rugby. These are the 5-year-olds and younger who run around the paddock and wearing their club T-shirts and have a lot of fun. And then we have 2 under-6s, 2 under-7s, an under-8, an under-9, an under-11, and an under-13. And the under-13 team is where these two boys have come from, is a real crack team. They've only lost once this season. They've been winning games by They won last weekend 50-0, and next year they'll go into the high school system from the club system, and in a sense we lose them, but in another sense they're still playing for the club in the club colours, but for the high school. And it'll be great to see them add strength to the team that exists already at the high school.
Indeed, and not only are the under-13s working hard on the field, but they're also working hard off-field because they're trying to fundraise for a trip to Australia later this year, aren't they?
Yes. They've been, excuse me, they've been fundraising now for 18 months, and, you know, all credit to them that they're heading off later in the year to the Gold Coast for a week, and it's... it's great to see the parents, everybody working towards that goal, and of course now with the getting the captain of that team in the Walter Dixon tournament and so on, it's they've had a great year and they're going to have a great end to it, and then we look forward to them when they start playing in the high school.
Well, I think if you're been going to the supermarket, you probably would have seen the rugby under-13s team outside doing their sausage sizzle, but that's not the only thing they've been doing. They're actually doing the cleaning at the rugby club rooms now, and they're running the tuck shop, aren't they?
Yes.
And they've taken on anything that anybody wants. I mean, they moved house for me, which was great. So if there's anybody out there that wants some strong, willing workers to do odd jobs around the place, the under-13s might be on for it.
Yeah. That's true, and it's true also that we are always looking for people that are keen to help. It doesn't matter what age, what sex. We always need more help in a club like ours. And we are looking particularly for ongoing funding that will keep the academy there and will keep our kids able to compete with the best in Auckland.
Indeed, and I've got to declare an interest here, of course, because I'm secretary of the Waiheke Rugby Club, and so there, I do have a bit of an interest in it all. So if anybody's interested in either becoming involved in the club in a perhaps an administrative way, or looking after a team or something of that sort, or if they want to contact the under-13s to get them to do a job around the place for a donation, then please contact me, Jan Scott, on 372-8096, and I'll put you in touch with the right person. Well, thank you, Vern. I know you've got a busy morning coming up, so we'll say thank you to Vern Whitehead, the president of the Waiheke Rugby Club, and hope you have a good day today out there at the grounds. I think the under 85 teams are playing this afternoon.
Yes, they are on at 1 o'clock, and we've got a full day this morning. You know, just in closing, I think one of the things we perhaps often take for granted, we've got great facilities at Rangihaua Sports Park, and it's the envy of the city teams that come to play here. We try and show them hospitality to encourage them to come here. We always have a sausage sizzle after the game for all teams. We pick them up from the ferry at Half Moon Bay and transport them to the game. And that requires a lot of effort on the part and logistics and getting it all done. But it's essential if we're going to succeed being a little country-style club in a metropolitan competition, that we have to have this point of difference. And the people that have been here this season, the teams, just love Waiheke and can't wait to get back here.
That's right. Yeah, we are a very hospitable club. So if you're at a bit of a loose end today, to wander on down to the Onitangi Sports Park and watch the under-85s play, or get along a bit earlier and watch the younger teams play. Thanks very much, Fern, for coming
in. Thanks, Jan.